Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm a saucy 29-year-old who left the corporate world to go on to build a seven-figure online business. But most days, I still feel like I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm obsessed with the process of us getting to figure it out together. We've got epic guests, incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, hey, happy new year. I'm so excited that you're here today. We've got a fresh slate, a brand new month, a brand new year. I hope you're pumped and I hope you're in this mode like I'm at right now where I'm like, let's do all the things. I'm on a train to F Yaville. Let's go. Woo, yeah. Boo, boo, boo. Right? I hope you're feeling that way. And honestly, I hope you've even done the thing that I see a lot of people do come new year, which is that little voice in the back of your head that has all these crazy dreams that sometimes you're like kind of wanting to pee your pants if you say them out loud, the things that you really want to do with your life. You let yourself go there just a little bit and you set a goal around it and you're pumped because you've got this feeling with a fresh new slate that this could be the year that you actually do something. And girl, I'm going to cheer you on. And I'm also going to loop you in on something. We're going to be proactive this year. I've got a little tip, dare I say, trigger habit that we're going to talk about today on the show that's going to help us stay excited because we know motivation is fleeting, right? But habits, they keep us on track and little triggers that can help put us in this state of excitement that we're in right now as a brand new year has just happened, that we can actually stay the course to pursue those goals that we're so excited about. So let's talk about purpose-driven action. And I don't know if you've listened to the intro to the show, like actually listened to the words, but I say that the show is about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. And I like the way that sounds, but I like what it means. And recently, I just had this realization, those three little words, purpose-driven action, can actually be used as a little checklist or a trigger so that we can not just set goals that matter to us, regardless of time of year, but we can stay the course and keep moving forward towards those goals when we do get off track or when we don't feel like showing up, you know, kind of use it as like a checks and balance. So let's first set the stage here. As you know, if you listen to the podcast at all, one of my biggest pet peeves is when we don't take action, but we collect a crap ton of information. So it's like analysis paralysis is what I get so frustrated by. I'm guilty of it too sometimes, but it's where we collect all of this information and then we wait until we're ready. And we forget that inaction is still an action. Like not taking action, that's an action, right? And when we're in this state of inaction or analysis paralysis, we start to create this story of all of the reasons why we can't do something. Well, in a fresh new year, a lot of us aren't actually in that state. But as soon as we misstep or something doesn't go our way or life throws a curveball, we take a step back and then we choose to throw in the towel on our goals or create this story that it's easier to just stay comfortable. But in reality, we know right now at the start of a new year that staying comfortable is actually uncomfortable when you know in your gut that you have purpose and passion and you have goals and dreams and things that you want to do and you are no longer gonna stay stuck. You're doing something, right? This is why this podcast is all about giving tangible takeaways in every single episode. And it's not because I expect that you or I are going to actually take every single tip that a guest who comes on the show gives us and actually apply all of those things in our life. Like that would be crazy, right? We'd be so overwhelmed with all these action steps and tasks and to-dos and we wouldn't even have enjoyable lives because we're constantly focusing on what we have to do and we're getting all this anxiety about what we didn't do. Like that's not what I want for you. I want for you and for me, honestly, is for us to simply just not have the excuse that we don't know what to do as the reason that we're not doing something. So let's take it back to the core here. Purpose-driven action. Those three words are going to be a brain checklist for us that are going to become a habit so that when we're working on any project, business goal, life goal, relationship goal, fitness goal, we can stay the course. As you know, habits are amazing because if you have a habit in place, you don't have to rely on motivation or discipline because you're not constantly thinking about why you're doing something. You're just doing it because it's like what you do, right? So when I really thought about these three words, purpose-driven action, in the context of a goal that I missed, I thought, wait a second, goldmine opportunity to use these three words to build a habit in my brain so I don't have to think about why I'm doing something. I just do it, right? So here's the backstory. In 2018, I set a goal, a big goal, and I missed it. And as you know, I have a large business with network marketing, which I love. And to be honest with you, I have hit a lot of goals. I would say I have hit a majority of my goals that I've set in the last 5 years. And before you're like, cool, Kesh, like you hit all your goals, you're a unicorn. Obviously, I'm not a unicorn. But I really do feel excited about this goal that I missed, even though I'm embarrassed. And I know there's going to be times throughout the year because it's one of the goals that in the business that I'm partnered with, we celebrate this particular goal all year long. So there's going to be tons of reminders of me missing this goal. But I get this really cool opportunity. I'm honestly going to call it a gift because I get to learn and grow and I get to ask myself, why did I miss this goal? And how can I learn something that will then make me a better human, leader, business professional, mentor, right? If I hit the goal, I don't get that opportunity. So I'm going to use this to serve me and hopefully to serve you too. So here's how I think it can help you. When you're looking back at 2018, going into 2019, we want to make sure that this year is different than last year, but we need to have some context so that we can get our mind right. So in 2018, think about two goals that you had, one that you hit and one that you didn't hit. And I want to insert a little disclaimer here. If you did not set any goals for 2018, I want to remind you that you're robbing yourself of an opportunity for growth and to have tangible progress. And as humans, we love progress. So if you didn't set any goals, I want to challenge you to set some goals for this year if you haven't already. And I want you to actually ask yourself, why did I not set goals? Is it because I didn't make it a priority? Okay, that's an easy fix. But is it because I'm scared of not hitting a goal if I set it? And that's a whole nother conversation in itself, but I will challenge you to understand that when you're setting goals, you are not going to hit some, but you're going to be a hell of a lot closer towards reaching it if you actually set it and it's something that you can measure, right? So back to the original part. Think of if you didn't set goals for 2018, then think of something that went really well for you last year and something that didn't go as well as you would have liked, okay? And what I realized is a couple of the things that went really well, it was because I took a lot of purpose-driven action. And the goal, the big goal that I didn't hit, I was missing purpose. Whoa. Okay, let me break it down. Purpose, in the context of this example and how we can use it as a trigger for ourselves, I mean that purpose is a clear why. Essentially, why are you doing this? Why does it matter to you to accomplish the goal, to set the goal in the first place? It doesn't have to be this earth-shattering reason for every single goal that you have, but if your reason for putting the goal as a goal is because you think you quote-unquote should, and there's no meaning attached to that that really matters to you deep down in your gut, when life gets hard, you're not going to show up for that goal, right? For the goal that I missed in my business, if I'm really honest, I didn't even figure out why it mattered to me. I just had it as a should do, as a checklist item, because I'm at this certain stage in my business that I should have accomplished it, because I've accomplished it 3 years in a row prior to this. It was just something that I was just going to do because it's who I am, right? Well, there's no meaning there. There's no opportunity to celebrate how meaningful a goal is. There's no why behind it. So let's use fitness as an example, because I think a lot of people set fitness goals for the new year. So something I might get, you know, in my DMs on Instagram, Keisha, my goal for this year is I'm going to lose 15 pounds. And I'm like, great, girl. Great, Sally Sue. I love that that's your goal. Why does that matter to you? And then she's going to say, maybe she says like, oh, my health matters to me this year. I'm excited about my health goals. I'm like, great. Why does your health matter? Well, because, you know, I want to feel good. Okay. Why does that matter to you? Well, because I want to have more energy. Why do you want to have more energy? Because I want to chase my kids around. Why do you want to chase your kids around? Oh, because I grew up with parents who missed out on a lot of things because they were lacking energy to play with us outside. Okay, now we're on to something. So you want to lose 15 pounds because you know that extra weight on your body that makes you feel unhealthy is also not giving you the right energy to chase your kids around. So you're missing out on opportunities in your life because of your current health state. Now that's a purpose. That's a reason you're going to show up. Losing 15 pounds, there's nothing there. That's not going to keep you showing up when life gets hard, when you have a setback. You can't tap back into that purpose. So whether that's even a relationship goal, maybe you say that in 2019, you want to develop a great relationship with your significant other. Awesome. First of all, let's define great, because how are we going to measure that? How do we get to have the opportunity to make progress towards it if we don't know what great is? So that's first and foremost, define it. But then why do you want a great relationship? Because you think you should? Well, we know that's not a good enough reason. That's not going to keep you showing up. Is it because you watched your parents go through a nasty divorce and you were shoveled back and forth between your parents' house every other weekend and you know how that affected you long term, and you want to make sure that your marriage is great so that your kids grow up with this example of a marriage that's thriving and growing with two people that are so excited because you know that that's going to carry on to them? That is a reason you want a great relationship. And then once you define the context of what that means, you're able to then break down, how am I going to get there, right? So that's purpose. Why? I will challenge you. If you have a surface layer reason of why you're doing something, ask yourself why, honestly, 5 times. Why this? Why this? Why this? Why this? Until you get to something that really feels impactful. And if your reason is should, find a meaning that's going to make you show up. That's purpose. I was lacking purpose in the goal that I missed, which is why I missed the goal. And which is why I was letting myself just for a second pretend like the goal wasn't important, because I didn't have a reason to root back into of why it was important to me. For 2019, I'm going to hit that goal because I have a reason why it matters, and it's deep and it hits me to my core. Okay. So the next component, purpose-driven action. So remember, we're creating a checklist for our brain whenever we're working on a goal, or whenever we're even working on a task that's important to us. What's the purpose of this? Why does this matter to me? Second, driven. How I want to explain this is actually more a state, driven state, as in, how am I going to be a full, complete, happy person? So I want to stay driven, because as we know, motivation is fleeting, and a lot of times we're not going to feel like it. But if we've got purpose and we're creating the infrastructure in our life to keep us driven and keep us as happy as we can, we're more likely to stay the course. So driven is about, what are the habits and what are the accountability systems that you need in place to stay driven moving forward towards the goal until you hit it? Remember, habits make your life easier. So what are some of the habits that you can build? In the episode on this podcast called How I Pump Myself Up to Start My Day by 9 a.m. or something like that, I'll link it in the show notes, I talk about things that I do to start my day so that I'm in the best possible state that I can be in to take action towards my goals and build a life that feels good for me. So I gave a bunch of, you know, tangible examples there, because you know I'm all about tangible examples, but even for yourself right now, ask yourself, what is it that I actually need in my life to be happy, to feel fulfilled? And when you think about a day that was really great for you, Why was that day great? And are there some components of that day that you can implement into every day, right? Maybe that's a morning practice. Maybe that's a night routine. Maybe that's intentionally tapping in and telling your significant other that you appreciate them. Maybe that's blocking off a chunk of time to send a text message to a girlfriend of yours that matters to you, that keeps you in this awesome state and is building habits to have the infrastructure to keep you driven. So if you've got a purpose and you've got a goal, but you don't have accountability to actually stay in that mode as frequently as possible, it's going to be easy to get off track. So as 2019 is the year to be proactive rather than reactive, because that's just a hell of a lot more fun, let's set ourselves up for success right now when we're fresh in the new year and get that accountability and ask yourself, are there any tweaks to my day and life that I can make to create infrastructure to keep me in this mode moving forward? One tip I'll give there, I've talked about this before, but I always on Sunday nights look at my week ahead and I'm planning things out. I'm planning out my workouts. I'm planning out my important to-dos for the week. I'm planning out date night. I'm planning out some phone calls with some of my best friends or meetups in person with girlfriends here to make sure that I'm creating this life that I love, so that I stay driven and excited. So don't be afraid to block off a little bit of time to do that. And honestly, maybe even for you, you want to take some time the night before to brain dump some of the things that are going through your head, right? Just journaling out, like, what do I need to do tomorrow? What does it matter to me? Whatever it is that's going to create the infrastructure that you need to stay driven. And then of course, we're creating a brain checklist here. Purpose, why am I doing it? Driven, how do I stay driven? What's the infrastructure that I need? And number three, action. How can I make sure that I take action? Well, you got to block off time and you've got to have accountability, which means you might need to have some conversations with people right now that matter to you, that will help you show up for your goals to actually take action. And here's a random little tip. Time yourself. The things that we think take a long time to do really don't take that long to do, right? So sometimes for me, it's unloading the dishwasher or doing laundry where I'm like, oh, this is going to take me forever. But when I realize I can literally unload the dishwasher in half of a Beyonce song, right? I can literally, that's like a minute and a half, 2 minutes that I can unload the dishwasher. And when I remember that, it makes it so much easier to take action, because every single time that we take action, we get this dopamine hit, this deposit in our confidence bucket, and we're going to want to show up again and again and again. And we're building this foundation and we're these people that are goal crushing machines because we're just taking so much damn action that we don't even want to stop this train to F Yaville. So when we get off track, because we will, we can lean back on some of the infrastructure, habits, and accountability systems that we've created for ourselves to stay on track. And at that deep core level, we've got purpose, right? We've got goals that matter to us. But as we're starting a new year and we're pumped as F right now, let's take it back. Let's take some time to reframe and make sure that we are set up to take purpose-driven action. Asking ourselves, how is it going to feel? How can I have some more fun? How can I build a life that's proactive versus reactive, where I'm just soaking the juiciness out of our one shot on this planet? Right? As you know, one of the reasons I don't get burnt out in my life, why I have so much excitement for life in general, for my business, for this podcast, for responding to every single one of you that will send me a DM. I love that. Keep them coming. Tag me. Tell your friends. Leave a 5-star review. No, but honestly, the reason why I don't get burnt out is because I am taking this purpose-driven action and I'm asking myself, how can I fall in love with this process, not what the process is going to produce? So I would love to know, what's your goal? Are you attaching purpose-driven action to it? I want to hear from you as always. Tag me on Instagram stories. Shout out the podcast. I want to hear what you think. I want to hear your goals for 2019. Cheers to what I know is going to be the best year yet. We're in this together, girl. You keep showing up, I'll keep showing up. And together, we are going to take some purpose-driven action to build some lives we really freaking love. Talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, I would so appreciate it if you share with your girlfriends, or better yet, post it on Instagram stories and tag me. Then I can personally say thank you for helping me get this message out there. And if you didn't vibe with it, just keep that to yourself. I'm kind of new here, still trying to figure it all out. Talk to you soon, girl.